Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with D. Tutt, the founder of DTRS Enterprises and creator of Savile Tropical Rum Cocktail. In the summer of 2020, D relaunched her brand, bringing a unique premix cocktail option to the market for consumers looking for that great taste of the islands. And D, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. So for starters, and as far as business is concerned and your goals for 2021, how has your approach been different in the respect to the pandemic and COVID-19?
Well, right currently, my goals are to get my brand to be more well known and a brand that people actually just go into the market and pick up as one of their favorite beverages. But our immediate goals is to gain distribution in other parts of the U.S. Right now, we're currently in we're distributed in California, but we have an online presence that will allow our product to be shipped throughout the 50 states. But so the number one goal is to get distribution specifically in Illinois area, because that's the backyard where the brand really started as far as the marketing aspects of it. And that's basically, what we're striving to do right now.
Of course, the pandemic and COVID is certainly a challenge for everyone, but what has been your biggest challenge as a minority female brand owner in the spirits industry?
Yes. So to be taken seriously was one of the biggest challenges, because, there's not many female, especially minority female owners of alcohol brands in this industry, in the liquor industry. And so to be taken seriously as a brand owner and willing to accept all the challenges and try to overcome those challenges and, just to let people know we're not here today and gone tomorrow type of situation. And raising funds has been the biggest challenge. When I started this brand back in 2012, we sought out to put the brand on the market. We thought we needed X amount of dollars, and we soon learned that we needed a lot more than that. So just trying to raise funds as a minority female owner, as a company owner, has been a challenge.
I got to tell you, that really is shocking to hear that your challenge has been people having a difficulty to take you seriously. That is something in itself. Now, half the battle of bringing a product to the masses is securing distribution. Where are you still looking to secure distribution, and what are some tactics that you've used to make connections and secure partnerships?
Well, to gain distribution, like I said, in Illinois, first of all, in California was a challenge in itself, but found favor through one of the retailers when we were first launched on the market. One of the retailers really liked our brand and believed in it. And, it's all about building relationships as well. And he introduced us to a small distribution company. And as right now, it's working out well for us to be with that distributor. So we would like to do the same thing in Illinois. Get with a smaller distributor that's going to pay more attention to our brand and help us gain distribution throughout the state of Illinois. And also Atlanta. Atlanta, we have a lot of fans there, Savile fans in Georgia, and we would like to get our brand to Georgia. Unless we come into big dollars, we don't want to spread too fast, but just focus on a few states at a time. And then we would like to, also increase the awareness about our brand and create the demand so retailers can ask for our distributors to carry it. So, that's part of our goals for 2021.
Today we are visiting with D. Tutt, the founder of DTRS Enterprises and creator of Savile Tropical Rum Cocktail. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Dee, what did you learn during your rebranding process, and what were some of the biggest challenges there in finding your brand's voice?
Well, you know, we've had so many challenges, like I said, raising funds and, you know, getting co-packers to actually co-pack our brand. And so 2018, we kind of came off the market. We sold out of what we first had on the market. And, you know, we decided to, you know, relaunch in 2020 with using the comments from people, you know, from previous tastings of our brand and how people encourage us to keep it going. So, you know, we found that when launching a brand, most people like to taste a new brand before buying it, you know. And here, you know, we were ready to launch and, you know, the shutdown happened. So there's no longer any in-store tastings. Therefore, you know, right now we are heavily dependent on our social media platforms to promote our brand. And so we try to use, you know, enticing words and photos to get the brand out there. But right now we're really relying heavily on word of mouth. So e-commerce is what we're using right now, basically, to get our brand out there.
Excellent, and thanks for your feedback in those regards. Certainly helpful as well. Now, stamping a product all natural, gluten-free, non-GMO, and vegan-friendly isn't as simple as just using or not using certain ingredients. They certainly come at a bigger cost. What made you decide that being able to market your product as such was important, especially since it's an alcoholic product, which immediately comes with its own health stigmas?
Well, you know, I think, I believe that when you know better, you do better. And early on, when a lot of everything was made, you know, for the quick society, you know, people used artificial preservatives and things like that to create flavors or shelf life or whatever. So I believe that now a lot of people are learning to read labels and see what they're consuming. Even though it's an alcohol brand and, you know, alcohol, well, sometimes they say it's good for you, sometimes they don't, you know, it depends on the day. But I'm a believer that, you know, many artificial preservatives can cause various diseases. And then I know that people who have autoimmune diseases, they look for products that don't have anything artificial or gluten or, you know, in it. So they would have less side effects when they consume it. So I just believed and I stuck with my plan to bring a brand to the market that has nothing artificial in it and that consumers would love the taste and enjoy a clean tasting beverage.
I definitely can appreciate the response there, and I like especially how alcohol depends on what time of day and what situation, whether if it's healthy or not. So that was certainly appreciated and true as well. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Sure. I would love for your audience to go to our website, and that is Savile Cocktail, spelled S as in Sam, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, I, L, E as in Edward, cocktails.com, and take a look at our website. And then I know people are dying for vacation. So whether you're living on the West Coast, the East Coast, the Midwest, and you're experiencing cold, chilly weather, and, you know, we're stuck at home with this, with COVID, you can get a vacation in every sip of Savile Tropical Rum Cocktail, which is a tropical tasting, fruity tasting, but not too sweet rum cocktail.
And of course, listeners, you can find that link within the show notes attached to this broadcast as well. Again, listeners, it is SavileCocktails.com. D, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good one.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dee Tutt, the founder of DTRS Enterprises and creator of Seville Tropical Rum Cocktail. And for all the details, visit SevilleCocktails.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.